Welcome back to the OU Global Tehillim and a Chizuk phone call. I'm your host, Naftali Herman. It's great to be back with each and every one of you. Hope everyone had a wonderful weekend. As always, thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Sheni, the fifth day of the month of Mar Shejvan. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support, in particular the Schwartz family, and whose names are a lot prominently listed in the OU Daily email. To sponsor future programs, and we greatly appreciate that, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. And please note that the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Nissan Amstein of Beth Shalom Congregation in Potomac, Maryland, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Amstein slowly reciting our daily four chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, and 130. And it'll be followed by the Mishaberach, Lecholim, and Achenu. It's great to have Rabbi Amstein back. I was just looking at the archives, which parenthetically should be updated this week. All of the new recordings have been submitted, and I was told it would even be done by this weekend, but we should have them in the next couple of days. So something to look forward to, and that will all be at ou.org/Tehillim, ou.org/Tehillim. But I also noticed that Rabbi Amstein was with us last year, October 6th, so a full year later, but we're really excited to have Rabbi Amstein back here with us today. So b'chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Amstein.
Thank you, Naftali, for inviting me back. It's really an honor and privilege to be here. And wow, I can't believe it's been a year. Just to think back a year ago, just probably a few weeks after the Yom HaNorayim, very close afterwards, and here we are today. We probably were expecting or thinking we would probably be in a very different place, at least around COVID and with Delta and other things. And it's still something that we're dealing with. And it actually relates to the topic of what I want to talk about just for a few minutes with you. We are beginning Parshas Lech Lecha, and the next two parshas, the next two sections of the Chumash, Lech Lecha and Vayera, really deal with Avraham and Sarah. And one of the most important themes is the Asar Nisyonot, the 10 tests that Avraham and most of them are going to be together with his wife Sarah are going to have to face. And the question is, that I think a lot of us think about as we go through different struggles in life, what is the role? What is the religious and spiritual role of tests in our life? Are they just things that we have to deal with and hopefully can get through and hopefully get to the other side and intact in one piece? Or is there perhaps a spiritual or religious role to the test? And I'm very influenced and inspired by the teachings of the Nesiva Shalom, Rav Shalom Noach Berezovsky, the very important Hasidic Rebbe, the son of the Rebbe, who just passed away, I think, about 10 years ago in Yerushalayim in Israel. And this is a topic that he goes back to over and over again. For him, the topic of why we have tests is actually related to a different topic, which is the topic of our mission in life. According to the son of the Rebbe, we all have a unique mission in life. We all have a very special mission, a mission that's different for each and every person. No two people have the same mission. In fact, even within the same person, our mission changes as we go through life and encounter different stages of life. But there's only one problem, and I always talk about this with our Bar and Bat Mitzvah students. In fact, I just had one last night that we were talking about this topic of our mission in life. One of the only problem is, or not the only problem, but a big problem is that it's not as if we're born with a little letter attached to our toe that says, you know, mission of so-and-so is to do X, Y, and Z. It's something that we constantly have to figure out in our life. And how do we figure it out? Well, the Sfarim Rebbe says in a number of ways throughout this Parsha and next week's Parsha, in analyzing the different tests that Avraham encounters, one of the ways that we figure out what our mission in life is by going into our tests, all the Nisyonot that we have. And oftentimes, our inclination is that to the extent possible, we try to avoid them. We try to minimize them. We try to put them on the side. And sometimes that's just what we have to do. Just if we're not emotionally or physically healthy enough or strong enough at that moment, it makes a lot of sense as a coping mechanism. But the Sfat HaRebbe teaches us that if we want to figure out our mission in life, oftentimes it's through the tests. In other words, the tests lead us in that path. Think about the first test of this week's parsha, Lech Lecha Me'artzecha, to leave. Avram is asked to leave his land, and the Sfat HaRebbe understands this not just about leaving his land as a one-time thing, but a continuous test of leaving the place of his comfort and challenging himself and trying to move beyond that. Or think about another lechecha, the lechecha we're going to have at the end of Parshas Vayera. This is obviously a huge test. Lechecha Eretz HaMoria. This is the test of going to the Har HaMoria, Mount Moriah, for the Akedat Yitzchak, for the sacrifice of Yitzchak. And the Sfat HaRebbe even quotes a very important midrash that says, Amar Reb Levi, Rabbi Levi taught, Shtei pa'amin k'siv lechecha, ve'ein anu yodim eiza chaviva. The Torah has two lechechas for Avram. One, in the beginning of our encounter with him, I was about to say the beginning of his life, but it wasn't. It was when he was 75 years old. However, that first lechecha, to leave his homeland, and then the second lechecha at the end of the story, with the Akedat Yitzchak, and says Rabbi Levi, I don't know which test was harder, which is a crazy question, right? The Sfat HaRebbe says, how is this possible that we don't know which one is harder? I mean, ultimately, the Midrash says it was the second one that was harder, but how could it have even been a question which one was harder? It's certainly the second one is harder, the Akedat Yitzchak. But the Sfat HaRebbe explains, again, remembering that these tests are the way that we are constantly and continuously trying to figure out what our mission is, and slowly but surely gaining and understanding and getting closer and closer to what our mission is. Lechecha is really this continuous idea of trying to see ourselves in places where we're not necessarily comfortable and growing from those challenges. And you know what? Maybe that's actually harder than the one-time very hard challenge, even of something like Akedat Yitzchak, sacrifice of Isaac. But the bottom line that the Sfat HaRebbe says, and this is what I want to leave all of us with, is this idea that tests are so hard and nobody wishes to have tests upon themselves. And when someone else is encountering a test, the absolute worst thing to say to that person is, hey, you know why you have this test? In order for you to find your mission. It doesn't work. It's something that the person has to find from within him or herself as they are struggling with a test, to realize, to think, to be open to the idea that the test itself is our path, is our key, is our sign, is our guidepost almost, to help us understand what our mission in life is. And it constantly changes. It doesn't matter if it was a year ago, the last time I was with all of you wonderful people, or a year later, it changed, it's different. But it's those hard things which we want to sometimes avoid, which actually sometimes help lead us to our mission and help us accomplish amazing things in terms of our Judaism, in terms of our spirituality, in terms of our family. So I bless all of us with the ability that when we have tests, I say when, nobody wishes it upon ourselves, but when those tests and those challenges come, and they inevitably will come, that we're able to take them on, to do our best, to try to figure out our mission through those tests and grow as Jews, as people, as friends, as family members, and really do our part to make this world a better place. With that, I'm going to turn to our recitation of Tehillim. We begin with Tehillim chapter Chaf, chapter 20, and I'll say it in Hebrew. Lam Natzeach Mizmor LeDavid Ya'ancho Adonai B'yom Tzara Yisagevcha Shem Elohei Yaakov Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh Mitzion Yisadecha יזכור כל מנחותך ועולתך ידש מסלע. ייתן לך כלבבך וכל עצתך ימלא. דרננה בשבועתך ובשם אלוהינו נדגול, ימלא אדוני כל משאלותך. עתה ידעתי כי הושיע אדוני משיחו, יענהו משמי קדשו, בגבורות ישע ימינו. אלה ברך ואלה בסוסים, ואנחנו בשם אדוני אלוהינו נזכיר. Hema karu v'nafalu, v'anachnu kamnu v'nistadad, Adonai Hoshia, Hamelech ya'anenu, v'yom kareinu. The next chapter of Tehillim that we will recite is Perek Chav Gimel, chapter 23. Mizmor li David, avinoi roi lo echor, binoi stesha yar vitemi, amei minuchot yin aleni, nashi yeshoveg, hancheni, b'magle tzedek leman shemo. Gam ki elech begei talmoves, lo irava ki ata imadi, shisucho mishantucho, heima yin achamuni. Taroch ufanai sholcha neged tovaroi, b'shanta v'ashem en roshi kosir v'ya, achto v'chesed yedifuni ko yimei chayai, the next chapter of Tehillim that we will recite is Tehillim Kuf Chaf Aleph 121. Shir Lamalos, Esoi Nai El Havi Me'ayin, Yavo Ezri, Ezri Me'im Adonai, Osei Shamayim Bo'aret, Al Yitein Lamot Raglecho, Al yanum shomrecha hine lo yanum zelo yishan shomer Yisrael Adonai shomrecha Adonai tzilcha ayad minecha yomam hashemesh lo yakecha liyareach baloylo Adonai yishmorcha mikora yishmor es nashrecha Adonai yishmor tetovoecha Olam. The final chapter that we will recite is Tehillim Kuf Lamed, chapter 130. Shir Hamalos Nimam Makim Karaticha Adonai Adonai Shima Bekoli Tiyeno Zecha Kashubos Lekol Pachnunai Imavonos Tishmarya Adonai mi amod ki imcho hatzlicha leman tivorei ki visi Adonai ki sto nafshi v'lidvaro hocholti nafshi l'Adonai mi shomrim laboker shomrim laboker yachel Yisrael el Adonai Ki im Adonai ha-chesed v'harbeim o-feduz V'hu yifteh Yisrael mikol avonotav. Now that we conclude with the Mishnah Berach for Cholim v'Cholot, prayer for healing. If you know of individuals who would benefit from this tefillah, please insert their names. When I pause after the Mishnah Berach, we will conclude with Acheinu. Nishaberach avoteinu Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, v'imoteinu Sarah Rivka Rachel v'Leah, v'yivarech v'yirape et acholim v'et acholot. Ba'avor, sheni ken tzaka ba'puram, yishchai zeh ha-kadosh baruch hu, yimalei rachamim aleihem, lachnim amunrapodam, lachzikam v'lachyotam, yishlach lehem mehera refuah shneima min ha-shamayim, v'chol ivareim ulucho gideim, v'toch shach olei Yisrael, refuah ha-nefesh, refuah ha-gof, hashra ba'agolo, v'izman kariv, v'nomahar, amein. Achenu kol beis Yisrael hanesunim basoru ubashivya homvim bein bayam uvein bayabasha hamakom yirachem aleihem v'yotziyem yitzara lervacha umiafelo liora umishibo legula hashto ba'agola uvizman kariv v'nomar amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Antin. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah for all those in need will be answered with Tova, whatever it is that we may be praying for, whatever tests or situations we're going through. Everything is with Tova is pretty good, and there's an option with God's help we'll get through. Please join us again tomorrow on Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for our next regularly scheduled program. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.